White Ferns vice captain Amy Satterthwaite has been dropped by New Zealand cricket. The decision has left her teammates in shock. The 35-year-old was told she wouldn't get a White Ferns contract next season as the national selectors turn their focus to younger players. As Felicity Reid reports, the decision means Satterthwaite has called time on her international career.
A hard-hitting all-rounder, Amy Satterthwaite believes she had more to give the White Ferns. The former captain made her international debut in 2007 and became one of the most prolific batters in women's one-day internationals. She also holds the record for New Zealand's best T20 international bowling figures, with 6 for 17 against England in 2007. Satterthwaite was told days ago she'd be left off the central contract list, a decision she says was tough to take.
It was made pretty clear that obviously I wasn't getting a contract and also not really part of their immediate sort of future plans. So I guess, you know, probably 2 or 3 years ago I would have fought for my position in the team and tried to make a comeback, but the stage that I'm at with my life at the moment, it sort of felt like the right time to step away.
Satterthwaite took time out from the game in 2019-20 season to have her daughter Grace with wife and fellow White Fern Leah Tohuhu. She will continue to play domestic cricket for Canterbury. Satterthwaite's international retirement follows that of 37-year-old wicketkeeper Katie Martin as the White Ferns' old guard move on after a disappointing World Cup earlier this year. Asked if she was being made a scapegoat for New Zealand's World Cup failings, Satterthwaite didn't disagree.
It's one way that's probably been thrown around a little bit, but look, at the end of the day, I think New Zealand cricket have made their decision, and for whatever those reasons are, I have to respect that and move forward. I certainly feel my performances have been at a point that I can still warrant being a part of this team.
New Zealand cricket's general manager of high performance, Brian Stronach, says the White Ferns aren't where they need to be in terms of international results. And NZC are looking at the up-and-coming talent to right the ship.
We feel like the way forward is we've got to look slightly longer term, and we've got to invest in some of that great talent and give them the opportunities to get to where they potentially could get to.
The White Ferns' next major tournament is the Commonwealth Games in August, where women's T20 will debut. Satterthwaite says she wanted to be involved.
Certainly I was one of those people that was excited to have the opportunity, and to feel like it's been taken away from me was pretty tough.
Rose Stronach says the Games is the right time to expose young players to top competition.
We're looking at T20 specialists with that skill set going forward, and there's no doubt we need a sprinkling of experience and talent coming through. And in our opinion, we'll get that balance right.
Satterthwaite was also looking at a potential farewell on home soil against Bangladesh this coming summer.
I was probably hopeful of that. Like I said, you know, I felt like I still had more to give, and it would be the ultimate to be able to go out at home and play on your home ground. If there was games here, it would be, you know, the cherry on top, but unfortunately it's not to be, and I've got to cope with that.
Young White Fern Amelia Kerr posted on social media that the news broke her heart. She went on to say that Satterthwaite's career shouldn't have ended like this, and said the White Fern stalwart's legacy is the country's most capped ODI.